Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brooke Fordyce. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lou Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Parque. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Parque. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting second. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bobby Hughes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Pulsifer. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Pulsifer. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Singleton moves to second. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Ordonez moves to second. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulsifer fields it and throws to home to get Thomas. Ordonez moves to third. Lee moves to second. Two outs. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Konerko now playing first base. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Singleton. Belliard reaches second base with a double. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ochoa takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jim Parquet is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Parquet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Durham, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grissom strikes out. One out. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Singleton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Pulsifer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pulsifer strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Belliard takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Belliard moves to second. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brooke Fordyce, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fordyce is 0 for 1 in the game. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Parquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parquet is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parquet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Pulsifer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the The White Sox won, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive beyond third. Wilson can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Pulsifer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pulsifer is 0-for-1 in the game. Pulsifer strikes out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Belliard hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Loretta moves to second. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ochoa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Loretta scores. Cirillo moves to third. Ochoa moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Ochoa scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to third. Bobby Hughes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Lee reaches second base with a double. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fordyce is 0 for 2 in the game. Fordyce takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pitsley now pitching. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Fordyce moves to second. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Lee scores. Fordyce scores. Wilson moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Mike Myers now pitching. Jim Parquet is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parquet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parquet strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wilson scores. Rodriguez moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, White Sox. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Singleton strikes out. 2 outs. David Weathers now pitching. Dave Nilsson now catching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Durham steals second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Loretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentin moves to second. Bill Simas now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Fordyce is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fordyce is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fordyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Keith Foulke now pitching. Darren Jackson now playing left field. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ochoa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Folk drops the ball. Ochoa moves to second. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grissom bunts towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Durham covering, for the out. Ochoa moves to third. Jenkins moves to second. One out. Rich Becker pinch hits for David Weathers. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Craig Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. Lou Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Folk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Belliard strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Singleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Todd Rizzo now pitching. Greg Norton now playing first base. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Luke Collier pinch runs for Jeff Jenkins. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grissom is walked intentionally. Sean Berry pinch hits for Eric Plunk. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Collier scores. Grissom moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.